This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, love for the leader. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on IB English Radio. And so obviously love for the leader. So I'm speaking about a particular leader, and this is a little episode from history of the Islamic Republic of Iran. But obviously in this little story, there's an idea about, you know, how self-sufficient we can be, that, you know, obviously there are times where, you know, we can deal with things ourselves. So this is a little anecdote that's related from the life of the famous, one of the famous Iranian martyrs from the Holy Defense, the Shahid Mustafa Chamghan. So he had a particularly close relationship with Imam Khomeini. And obviously after he'd become defense minister, that relationship became even closer. But so his department had many problems to deal with. Obviously it was a very turbulent time after the Islamic Revolution, because obviously we had the many things were going on in the country. What he did, he actually didn't take all these problems to Imam Khomeini. He said that, look, if we want to help Imam Khomeini, we actually also need to think of a solution to these problems ourselves. So he had so much respect and, of course, love for the Imam. He didn't want to burden the Imam, because obviously Imam Khomeini had massive lists of different issues and problems to sort of deal with. And yeah, this is, this is sort of respect, obviously, for the leader, but in this is also, in a sense, a particular type of obedience. So we also obey by, in a sense, you know, not just putting everything on the other person. We also obey by sort of stepping up ourselves and developing ourselves. Welcome back. This is A to Z on Arab English Radio, and obviously I'm talking about the idea that even though we have a leader, and we have a very good leader, the best leader, obviously the other part of being Muslim and being aware of our duties is that we also develop ourselves, we develop our capabilities. And obviously, if I were to say, for example, when something we're all aware of for sure, that when Imam Mahdi comes, you know, it's not about all of us saying, oh, Imam Mahdi's here, excellent, he can sort out all our problems. It's actually not that. So even before Imam Mahdi is with us again and we can see him and speak with him, we already need to be fulfilling so many duties and developing ourselves. It's not going to be a matter of just of heaping everything on Imam Mahdi. And obviously when Imam Mahdi is with us, then that will continue. We need to sort of take charge of issues too. And obviously this is if we were to talk about the rights of the leader, and we know that Imam Sajjad has a treatise on the rights for so many different things in the Islamic community, the parents or the husband, the wife, the children, also the rights of the leader. And obviously the right of the leader is also that the leader has good followers who will obey, but also followers who will do their bit. And this is something that obviously in workplaces people need to be aware of, and I suppose even in our family units, obviously we, for example, the wife will listen to her husband and obviously defer to the husband on particular things. But at the same time, the wife also needs to sort of take charge of sort of her things and be proactive in maybe sort of resolving particular issues, just as an example. And this is also just of this idea of striving. We don't just sit back and let other people do things. We really need to be very much engaged and hardworking as Muslims. So, inshallah, we will, if we take some of this on board, we will all be rewarded and will be able to build a really good Islamic society. So inshallah, you've gained just a few extra points, a few reminders from today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on Arabic English Radio, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.